You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Now, she threw her partner under the bus and said, oh, no, my partner Harlan did it. Harlan wrote the check. I didn't know. Wow, you totally threw Harlan under the bus there, Maya.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
The Pentagon and the State Department are at odds over the Rainbow Pride flag. I can't even believe this is, because Memorial Day got one day, but you have Pride Month. We'll just make that point. So you have an entire month, Pride Month, and the Defense Department, they're not going to allow the Pride flag to be flown at installations, unlike the State Department, said spokesperson John Kirby. This has always been the rule. This is the rule at military installations here and abroad, and it has been for forever. There is no other flag that should be flown but that of the United States flag, the end. And that's the problem. When you start insisting that you be seen as X, Y, and Z first before an American, while simultaneously and ironically, I might add, talking about quote-unquote equality. We demand equality by treating everyone unequally. And having unequal representation and unequal consideration and unequal attention. Kirby said there's not going to be any exceptions made. And I think this came after embassies were authorized to fly the communist BLM flag. And I say it's a communist BLM flag because it's a communist flag, because it's a communist organization that was created by communist Marxists who admitted, or by communist, by Marxists, who admitted that they were Marxists with their own mouths, using their own vocal cords, born of their own will. So it's not. They said that Secretary of State Anthony Blinken reversed a Trump administration policy. He said, yes, you can display the pride flag at State Department. He said diplomatic outposts are not required to fly it. Go ahead and do that in like Iran and see where that happen, how that works. I triple dog dare you. You know, because they are so eager. What I mean, let's see. What do you think makes the biggest, since it's Pride Month and all, tell me why this administration is so eager to allow Iran to go nuclear and to work with Iran when they literally kill you if they even think you're gay. Oh, Google it. That's a death penalty. That's a death penalty offense in Iran. And basically evidence consists of, well, so-and-so said you were. And he brought other friends who also say you are. So there you are. You're gay. You're guilty. You're going to be thrown off a roof. Google it. You know, because Pride Month and all. Nothing says pride like getting involved in a nuclear, not really agreement, a treaty that hasn't been ratified by Congress, for people who throw other people off of rooftops for being what that flag represents. Oh, the irony. But it's Pride Month. Tell us about Iran. Now, law and order stuff. Maya Wiley is some chick from New York. I don't know. And I know AOC did a fundraiser for her. She's a mayoral hopeful. Oh, she's not going to go nowhere. She wants to take $18 million away from the police and create a participatory justice fund. And she wants therapy for criminals. That's what she's proposing with your tax dollars up there in New York. Actually, she wants to take $1 billion away from NYPD overall. And then she wants to take $18 million from that to create what they call a participatory justice fund to curb gun violence, which is a dumb phrase. And then she wants to offer therapy to... I think that we coddle criminals too much, quite honestly. But that's me. And I think that they continue off of the indulgence of that behavior. So she claimed her partner had begun, this was something like New York Daily News. They were asking about hypocrisy because apparently she pays for private security to patrol the street she lives on in Prospect Park in Brooklyn. Do you know that? $550 a month. She pays for private security because she can't. Now, she threw her partner under the bus and said, oh, no, my partner Harlan did it. Harlan wrote the check. I didn't know. Wow, you totally threw Harlan under the bus there, Maya. And the complicating factor, according to New York Daily News, which I don't like that outlet, but Harlan was mugged. And so Harlan's all about having that private security. But you guys don't get police. But see, they're wealthy, they're rich New Yorkers who can afford a nice place in Brooklyn in like the bougie part. So they can pay for private security. This is class warfare nonsense. Have you noticed this? I kept thinking of this with the Otis McDonald case in New York. Every time I read about people paying for private, I mean, that is a nice street, by the way, in Brooklyn. That is a nice leafy green street in Brooklyn. That house is easily 1.5. Easy. And I have a talent for appraising property. That house is easily 1.5. I can look here, sidebar. Want to know a fun fact? You want to know how much something is? You show me it. I have a knack for telling you. Just tell me the city that it's in. Show me the house and I'll tell you how much a house is. And I am maybe only like a few thousand dollars off. Wow. No joke. The most I've ever been off is like $30,000. Wow. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like I can look at it and I'm like, I can tell you how much that is. This is why, which has nothing to do with the show. Why, when Bob Barker, when he was host of Price is Right, I would have won that show more than anyone would have ever won that show. I would have won it harder, faster, and better than any other person who's ever played that show. Because that is my skill set. I'm like Liam Neeson in Taken. I have a particular set of skills. And one of those is guessing prices accurately. That's what it is. I don't know what. I don't know what it is. There's just the thing. And I can also spot dupes from a mile away, even if I don't really know a lot about it. Because I don't know what. It's so weird. Anyway, that house is easy. Because that's a nice neighborhood. Nice. I mean, when you've got a big enough front yard in New York and you're in Brooklyn and you got hostas. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You got hostas in your yard. You have a nice property. You have a nice property. You got some columns on your house. It's a nice property. Pays for private security. Like I said, it reminds me of Otis McDonald in Chicago. Otis McDonald, elderly black gentleman who is a natural rights. I don't say civil rights because firearm ownership is a natural right. Natural rights hero. And if people really cared about recognition of people like Otis McDonald and black American heroes, there'd be a statue of that man in Chicago. A statue. Because that man overturned the handgun ban. He took Lisa Madigan and the whole damn state of Illinois and all corrupt Cook County to court. And he won rights for everybody. And I mean, he just, but it was class warfare. Because they want to price out poor people from being able to defend themselves. Poor people, poverty is not a crime. Why do you treat it like it is? Why do you try to ban guns from areas where good poor people live and maybe they want to protect their families? But because you're class warfaring against them, you want to deny them their rights because you think they're, but you can pay for some bougie security for you? It's a limousine liberal. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So the Supreme Court unanimously blocked 400,000 people who entered the country illegally, and they were allowed to stay on humanitarian grounds. They were blocked for applying for a green card. The justices were acting in an appeal from a married couple from El Salvador. Jose Sanchez and Sonia Gonzalez had entered the U.S. illegally in 97 and 98, respectively. They were granted protected status after they fled after a series of earthquakes. Justice Elena Kagan said that status does not come with an admission ticket. That's Progressive Justice Elena Kagan. Wait, I'm sorry. That's me stopping the record and car and everything else. Liberal Progressive Justice Elena Kagan said that status does not come with an admission ticket. Wow. And that, wow. Okay, well.
You look at the letter of the law.
Wow. That never happens, though. And when it does, it's real weird. Isn't it weird when it happens? You're like, wait a minute, what? They actually paid. What just happened here? I know, right? So apparently children with celiac disease has doubled in the past 25 years. Now, are these kids who are actually allergic to gluten, or is it everyone who is like, no, I'm allergic to gluten, because they think that that's like a trendy thing? Can they even define, can most some people define what gluten
sounds
is?
Sounds like they're diagnosed, so I would imagine it's an actual diagnosis.
They said the number of gluten intolerant children has doubled over the last 25 years, according to a new study. Now, apparently celiac is one of the most common lifelong conditions in Europe. They said that it may not be getting the treatment. People may not be getting the treatment they need because they haven't been diagnosed. And so that it was Marsh Polytechnic University in Italy. And that's the people who came out with the study. But that, I mean, that's a lot of people if that's the case. Oh, my heavens. So this is a, there was a museum, KBZK, this is in Montana. A fire destroys outbuildings at Polson Museum. And apparently the museum founder said he was burning dandelion fluff in the yard when a spark caught the side of one of the buildings. And so that's how apparently they had a fire that got started. John Rahm is ejected from the Memorial Tournament moments after finishing his last round with a 6-shot lead because he tested positive for coronavirus. I think that's unfair. I think that's totally unfair. So because he tested positive, like, did he not know he was positive?
It's outdoors.
Yeah, and it's outdoors, and you're typically not right by somebody.
Right.
And if everybody there's vaccinated, then what's the, why does he got to be disqualified? That's so stupid. Speaking of the Senate, Joe Manchin, I saw this criticism. I don't even know why this chick is relevant. She writes for The Atlantic. And that's about it. And the only reason that Jemele Hill is even like known is because she says crazy thirsty stuff. Like, what can I say to get more attention? Because critical thinking won't do it alone, because it's non-existent. She said that Joe Manchin is she tweeted that whites, she called him a white supremacist. She said record number of black voters show up to save this democracy only for white supremacy to be held up by a cowardly, power hungry white dude. Someone needs to tell her, because this is peak stupidity, and I cannot believe that she would be this clueless about it. Someone needs to tell her that black voters turned out in record numbers, actually, to the point where it freaked out the Democrat Party. They were, black voters were going GOP in 2020. So wait, you're telling me that black voters start going GOP and suddenly you want to take away from the states the right to control and maintain their own election and put it all the way in Washington, D.C., have it all centralized and a hell of a lot easier to cheat and cancel people's votes out, not be able to get in touch with anybody and have be able to weigh in on anything if something shady is happening with your locale? That's you're telling. So it's very interesting. I could actually with way more reason and cause for concern to say that the moment that you have black Americans that start voting Republican in record amounts, then suddenly Democrats want to take from the states their right to control the elections, and they want it federalized all in one spot. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Also, can we get past this whole you're a white supremacist? I don't like that you have an opinion as different than mine. You're a white supremacist. And they always say that they're all about promoting diversity, except every bit of diversity except for diversity of thought. Apparently diversity of thought is not allowed, all because Joe Manchin what opposes that For the People Act, and he's not in support of the filibuster for making it happen. I'm so tired of this whole thing. You're a white supremacist. You're a white supremacist. Every damn day. You're a white supremacist. No, you're a white supremacist. It's just so old. No one even bats an eye at it anymore. It's just so spent. Stop. Meanwhile, you have this kind of stuff. Journal of American Psychoanalytic Association published a research article via The Federalist that describes being white as a, quote, malignant parasitic condition.
What?
Yeah. So half of you, Kane, is malignant and parasitic.
Holy smokes.
Uh-huh.
Half of me is offended.
That's like a health, this is a healthcare journal. Yeah, it's true. It's true. How weird. Here you have, all these years later, Karl Marx popularizes one of the most worthless theories of economics, this morbidly obese, smelly grifter who never, ever earned a dollar a day in his life, never earned his own money. Like his own mother said, I wish, like, Google this. His own mother said, I wish Karl actually earned money as much as he complains about it. He grifted off of all of his friends. He was a horrible husband and father. Someone slept with that man and procreated with him. That's disgusting, number one. Ugh. But his kids killed themselves. He was just a horrible human. And yet he is celebrated, and he was a notorious anti-Semite and a notorious racist. I couldn't even, some of the letters that this man wrote to his friends, I couldn't even read on air. Such were the slurs. And this is the ideology that people are claiming to support in the name of diversity. Wow. It's even though it has nothing to do with it, it's not diverse. It has nothing, not at all. And then you see this now in all of these. This is just horrible. The piece, this is the Journal of American Psychoanalytic Association. They said that it was written by Donald Moss, who is an author and activist. The article is titled Unhaving Whiteness, and he explains, quote, that whiteness establishes an entitled dominion and enables the host of parasitic whiteness to have power without limit, force without restriction, violence without mercy. And he adds that it has a drive to hate and terrorize, end quote. Oh, my gosh.
He described Antifa.
Yeah, he did describe Antifa. Completely. Completely. This is, I mean, it's all communist. It's all communist. They have Noel Ignatieff, who is a dead historian. He was at Harvard. He was a commie. He did that. He did a founded a journal called Race Traitor. And the motto was, quote, treason to whiteness is loyal to humanity. And he, in his piece for Harvard, wrote Abolish the White Race, which this apparently thing in the American Psychoanalytic Association seems to be predicated upon. This is all communist thought, but they're using race to try to divide and agitate, because policy alone doesn't do it. Communism is one of the laziest ideologies that is out there. It really is.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Y'all, I just want to tell you that if you are going to try to get revenge on a cheating ex and you were going to set their car on fire, first off, don't do that. But secondly, like, at least make sure that it's the car of your ex. Because Carmen Chambly, 19, faces charges of second-degree arson, according to Clearwater police, partly because she did not set on fire the correct car. She was arrested Saturday morning by Pinellas County Sheriff's Office just south of Clearwater. She set on fire a white four-door trunk, a white four-door vehicle. She set the fire in the trunk And then she left the scene. She fled on a bicycle. Yeah. And they identified her. She thought the car belonged to her ex, and it didn't. So that person is without a vehicle. A Clearwater man kidnapped and beat a woman, threatened more violence unless she opened an OnlyFans account. DeMarco Spears, 30 years old, facing several charges after Clearwater police say that he kidnapped and battered a woman and threatened more violence unless she created an OnlyFans account. According to police, he learned through Snapchat that this person apparently went somewhere without him, and then he called her more than 100 times through the night. He sounds like totally abusive, obviously, but why is that your demand? Like, I want you to create an OnlyFans account. I guess, like, he wanted to be, like, the digital pimp? I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. He was totally arrested, by the way. And he faces charges of extortion, strong-arm robbery, felony battery, grand theft, false imprisonment, tampering with a witness. So he's got a cornucopia of charges. A Florida man made Trump-shaped ecstasy pills. He got charged. Yes, they were orange. And this is terrifying. A Florida man says he hit a deer, but cops found a human leg at the crash scene. Yeah. Yeah. Click Orlando. What ended up happening is that Joseph Charles Strickland, he told police that he hit a deer. And then when the Florida Highway Patrol went to check it out, they found out that what he had actually done was hit a 32-year-old victim walking along Hernando County Road north of Tampa early in the morning, and he apparently got drugged. The first line of the article, it says, most of the body was left behind at a bait shop. Wow. And he was arrested on several charges. He left the scene of a crash involving a death. He tampered with evidence. He had no valid license or insurance. We need license and insurance control. This is what I'm telling you. That's not a loophole that he was able to drive, even though he didn't have a valid license or insurance. That's called a crime. That's a crime. It's not a loophole. It's a crime. Oh, boy. And he's still in jail. They don't even know if he has a lawyer or anything else. Good heavens.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.